Yes, people, welcome back to another episode. Warren Hillerud, he's the director of the operations over at Alive Water, and he's the co-founder of Find a Spring organization, which I've known about for some time, and I use it a lot. And I'm so happy I've got these guys on the show, because water plays a fundamental part in our existence, and we are so disconnected from it. Like, oh, it's just a big one. And I think consciously and subconsciously we know this, but are reluctant, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, we're reluctant to dive down the rabbit hole, which is water. We dive down that well and figure things out and try and get educated on some things that perhaps are going to leave us feeling a little bit overwhelmed and disempowered. Now, that's okay, because Warren is here to speak compassionately and openly about some things that we might want to know in terms of water. 80% of all diseases caused by unclean drinking water. This is a crisis. Do you hear about it? You hear about it now and again, but not a lot. 1 in 3 people on this planet do not have access to clean water, and that is expected to rise. So what goes into water? In this conversation, I do my best to dive into the well of the unknown, which is the living being, entity, spirit that is water. What is structured water? What is alive water? What's mature? What's immature? Do we have a freshwater crisis? How and why do we need to filter our water? Why drinking from metal is not optimal? Why bottled water is pretty much as bad as drinking tap water? All these questions we will get to the root of, and why you should pitch in with your community to buy a filter, which is going to be very beneficial. So I'll warn you, some information may be alarming. So please consider that we are both admittedly students and are fundamentally curious about what is going to help us thrive in this world. And it starts with water. I believe it when Warren says he wants people to be healthy. Like, I really do. He has a beautiful heart, and you just feel that from him. But there are some humans in this world who are far removed from that statement. And we touch upon this real crisis that we face. And we have been disempowered and not educated properly on water and its powers to heal. It's no new story that water heals us. It is our primary source of medicine. So let's turn to the source for answers. I just want to mention findaspring.org, which Warren is one of the co-founders. This link is in the description. Please head there and find out where your nearest spring is. It could be quite close to you, wherever you are in the world. Who knows? I think we need to start going there, to the root, to the source. That's what I get from this conversation. It's fundamental that we need to reestablish a connection with the local spring and start to bring back that connection into our lives. I think it's paramount. Anyway, enjoy the podcast, but first, over to the sponsors. Do you love coffee? Maybe you're dependent on it. Well, if you are, surely you should be prioritizing the best kind of coffee. All coffee is not created equal. Coffee is the most sprayed crop in the world and full of mycotoxins, but we know that by now, right? My good friend Alex Higham in 2020 set out to make the world's healthiest coffee without compromising on taste and sustainability. Organic, lab-tested 9 times, packed full of antioxidants and polyphenols, which have been linked to reduce inflammation, heart disease, and boost brain function. They do 3 types of coffee: house, dark, decaf. And I love they do this. Why? Because when you see a menu with hundreds of options, you just know they can't be doing all those things well. So by focusing on a few, they can double down on the sourcing and roasting. They are plastic and compostable, members of B Corp and Soil Association, and they have an impressive blog and weekly newsletter that they pack full of useful health-related tips. Go check them out. I support these guys wholeheartedly. Very proud to call them the sponsors of the show. Use code CGP or click the link in the description to give you £10 off your first bag on a full flexible subscription. You can cancel any time if you don't notice the difference. 450 gram bags of coffee, 30 cups for just £8. You are welcome. Next, we have Wild Soul Sandals. The further we get away from nature, the more disease, illness there is. This is no different when you're thinking about your feet. balance, posture, support, strength, the foundations of you. Now, preventing the risk of injury by exposing your feet to the variety of ground that there is. We do this in the gym. We stress our bodies to adapt. It's the same process with your feet. And if you care about your health, are your feet included? Enter Wild Soul Sandals, the closest thing to being barefoot as possible. Tom and James have handcrafted some of the world's finest sandals, UK produced from animal-friendly materials and shipped in recycled and plastic-free packaging. Now, I could talk about the benefits of minimal footwear all day. Zero drop sole that is thin and flexible to allow your feet to truly feel the ground beneath you, like millions of years of evolution wants you to. For form and function, you can actually select the thickness of the sandal on the website. The biggest functional difference between these and standard pair of flip-flops, not that you should even compare them, but the adjustable straps hold your feet secure so that your toes don't have to grip on any part of the sole. The wide toe box and the lack of constraint allows your feet to expand as much as they need to when you put weight on them. I've worn these sandals in all weathers and all occasions, from weddings to dancing to the beach to the snow. I know Tom hasn't worn another pair of shoes for years. He truly lives his mission. Use code CGP10 at checkout for 10% off. Head to the website. There's a variety of color straps on there. They are all your feet needs. Thank you, bro. Yeah. I think you've already gifted me already, because water is something I know, and I've known for a long time. It's like, when I'm ready, when I've got the resource, I'm going to be diving deep into water, because once you start, I imagine they can't stop. I thought one of those things where it taints. Once you start looking, you see it everywhere and it taints everything you see. And I've kind of known that, but I've chosen not to look. Now, booking you in for the podcast, I was like, okay, I'll do a bit of research. And I've just been gifted with so many things along the way of like really opening my eyes to the world, and the one thing that really is the foundation of everything, which is water. All right. And
that's real, bro. It's real.
And it was kind of like DJing. When I started to learn how to DJ, I couldn't walk into a club without hearing the music in a very different way. And it just changed my life forever. It's like once you attune or you start to open, there's no going back. And that's okay. But it also comes a bit of a cost sometimes. It's good to kind of know your center before you do that deep dive. But it's big, man. It's a big one. And then so much creeps in, and it's such a big conversation. But maybe even if we could like overarch this with like three things that this podcast can be about that you feel is like the best points to really get people to understand, because I'm going to assume that not many people have took the deep dive into water. Yeah. And, you know, it's just at that level. And I am really at that level, so that's kind of a cover up for where I'm at. But
yeah. Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. So if that could, because we could go so many ways, right?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel that's great. And we do find a spring as well. So this is kind of like the point of find a spring is to break it down into this way so that there's millions of things that we could do, but if we can just simplify it, and the reason that we had to simplify it with Find a Spring is because we're just to kind of give a little backstory, Daniel Vitalis and David Wolf started Find a Spring back in like 2014 or so, 2013. And that's when Chris and I started harvesting spring water in Big Bear, California. And we were going to the longevity conferences that David Wolf did in California. Ron Teagarden was there, Luke Story, Wim Hof, so many people, bro. It was like all of these people coming out of, hiding or something, or like kind of finally like speaking out about their wisdoms and their studies and bringing these resources forward. And so, we're still a bit in this place, and we know that as well, and up against a lot of challenges. And so, one thing that we did was pretty much like, it's almost like we revitalized Find a Spring because Daniel Vitalis wasn't doing anything with it. And he had already gone off and done like his podcast and now a TV show on the Outdoor Channel. Super respect David or Daniel and David as well, David Wolf, who lives down the street from me here. I see him often. He's still going super hard. But we basically we like took this over. We bought it from him and to like make it really clean and took it over and turned it into a 501c3. And my bro Chris spent a lot of time building out the website so that it can be in a style similar to Facebook, where everybody has profiles, photos, bios, they can message each other, find each other's email addresses. It's really like designed to help people connect with each other and to help the community have the resource necessary so that they can empower themselves.
Absolutely.
Because we can't be everywhere, and we can't, we're doing our best to steward Find a Spring and make it simplified and organized, and have we're gonna make an app soon as well, so that it's really easy and you can just like click, 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 click. But through Find a Spring, our main initiatives is to one. Is to get the inner city kids like out to the springs and to help create this mission basically that we can initiate. And I'm working on this a lot, or have been a lot, and now it's kind of in a pause because of dynamics at the spring. But if we can do this once and just like show the community, hey, look, there's a school in Topanga that we have called the Love School. It's a private school, and the teacher has like 30 kids from like 3 years old to like 10 or 8, and she's game to take the kids out to the spring in Ojai, which is near Topanga, probably an hour and a half. And so I'm working on this right now so that we can make this model where once a season she'll take the kids out there, and maybe they do like a camping weekend, and we can teach them about the springs and have them be there like in person, and the hot springs, right? Like enjoy them, to feel them, to feel the medicine and the magic, and just have this connection basically, to reconnect basically. And so, working with a few people to put like a not a curriculum together, but like some kind of a downloadable PDF that like the parents and the teachers can like teach to the kids, and they can teach them about primary water and about the difference of hot springs and how some of them have different kinds of minerals and some of them have like bubbly different like lithiums, and how they're all healing and unique and important. So like that's one of the things of Find a Spring that we really want to push into this and to just make a model, like, have just post about this, show people this, show them that they can do this also on their own. We can't be like everywhere, of course. And so maybe like our prayer is like, okay, let's let's do this once or twice and just show people like, hey, you can do your own iterations of this. You can have your own organization. You can do, whatever you want and still find a spring wool, post about this and like reshare this to the community and, help get that word out there, right? And help to spread the message.
So what do you say when one of the kids who's the smart kid who goes, well, it's coming out of my taps. Why do I need the spring water? What's this? I can have water wherever I want at home.
A kid hasn't said that to me yet, but if I was in that situation, what that kind of boils down to is that so, like, the spring that we get our water from in Oregon for live water is one of the last two cities in the United States where they still pipe the spring water directly to people's homes
Wow.
because here, yeah, that happened a lot here. And as you know, over there in Europe and especially Northern Europe, they all still get the spring water to their homes.
Yeah.
And it's like this is how it was done, the cities and the way of like getting the water was like this.
Yeah,
And it's still
we built cities around water, right? It would make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Dude, exactly. So, like, what would I say to the hey guys, kind of like tell them about this, the way that everything has gone, and to like get us to where we're at now, and like how now we have, it does make sense that there's even Daniel Vitale said this. It makes sense how come they have to put some chemicals in the water.
Yeah.
Because the way it was set up
Yeah, because
is
it's
like,
recycled, right? In a
it's
way.
not right. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
So the
But
water
we
that's
can't
coming.
drink that. We shouldn't drink that water. Like, that's not healthy for us. Like,
What some people would argue differently. They have a story, and I think it comes back to this story of what we really feel, its nature out to get us. It's this narrative that's perpetuated, and it's almost like a stress response to being in sickness, or like this kind of narrative that people do hold around people used to die early, and nature isn't kind, and we need to control it. And that's I'm very close to this because that this is what my dad actually feels. He feels that we need to take
Same.
chemicals out of the water, right? And that's safer than any other way. So what do we do with this? Because it's clearly not the case. Because there's so many chemicals. I mean, there's so many studies and
This is
proof.
why we got to do this with the kids.
Yeah.
This is why we got to help get the kids out there to the springs and educate them, because there's so many people. Like, we're going to open up a live water in Europe, in Switzerland, from a Swiss spring. And there's all the people out there that are having the spring water, and it's like, this is another thing that we need to do is I want to do a mini doc series, and Adrian Grenier already said he's game, and David Wolf's game to do an episode, and Jen Isabel's game to do an episode. But we have this education part that we need to do still.
Have
And
you
we
heard
need
of
to get
Isabel?
some.
Have you heard of Isabel Friend?
Yeah, that's her.
That
That's
her,
her.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on All Checks podcast, and it was just
She's amazing.
her knowledge is just pretty outrageous. I was like, does anyone know about this woman? When you find someone and you're like, you've never heard of them, you're like, does anyone know? She has to be like up there. And she's
She's
so
our bro.
humble. She's so humble in the process of like explaining the like second to none knowledge about everything.
Dude, she gifted me one of her courses. She has many courses. I'll send you the link. She gifted me one that is like 10 2-hour long presentations, and I'm only on number 3. She is on another planet with her study. Basically, what she said about the cosmology is like water, there's studies coming out now that stars are shooting water out of nothing in the galaxy. There's whole like nebulas of stars that are birthing water in the cosmos, in the galaxies. And
Wow.
that this water goes around and it's like the beginning of life, basically. And it's, even she breaks it down to how the sun is like almost all hydrogen,
Yeah.
right? It's not burning fire. It's not like fire. This thing that we have here, which is an element, is not what is happening on the sun. The sun is what is it called? It's a hydrogen fusion, I believe, where it's like like an implosion. So
Sure.
it's a different thing than what is fire, and it's hydrogen. So it's two hydrogen to one oxygen is one water molecule. Right. And in one drop of water, there's trillions of water molecules, like trillions. There's that many in one drop of water. And so the spirit of water, right? Like what we know here as water, the spirit of this is more made up of hydrogen than oxygen. So the sun is more the spirit of water than the earth is. Because the earth is made up of mostly oxygen, right? So Jen goes into this as well. It's so deep because the spirit of water is like, it really is like the creator. It really is like the beginning of life on Earth. And without the sun, right? Like it's so deep, bro, and so real that water,
Is it
where
beneficial
water
to
is. 100%.
think about the water as a living entity? I mean, yeah, so that's like a way in. It can be a way in for people to we visualize like a living thing. That is alive, but also can die and decay, but then can also be very vital, right? And it's like there's talk to me about that process of like the young, like immature stage of water, and then the kind of more mature stage of water, because I think that's a nice model for people to understand.
Totally. So Veda Austin breaks this down, and Jen breaks it down as well. But like, water transcends the idea of death and life altogether. It is life. It doesn't, even when water is polluted and it's like, it's not in its natural state, but it doesn't die because the water can evaporate from that. And then those molecules go back into nature, and then they're reconnected to life, to the livingness of the earth.
Yeah, there's not really a
And it
natural state of it, right? It just depends on pressure, temperature. It's like humans, it is like everything. It does depend on environment and circumstances, right?
yeah, it's so complex, and so it doesn't really have a death or a life. That's why it's hard. It's really hard to understand water because we don't know a majority of it, right? The whole primary water theory, there's a whole like Primary Water Institute, which is basically proving to certain degrees that there is more water inside of the earth than there is outside of the earth.
Okay, so
And then even over here on Hawaii, there's some Hawaiian elders that I've talked to, some indigenous bros, who confirm that there's springs in the ocean on the coast that are gushing out spring water. And they said they even can like go to them and drink them, and it's not salt water. because the Hawaiian Islands are like water purifiers for all of the water on top of the earth, like on top of the earth. That's not like inside. So they're like the islands are volcanic, and that's why they exist. But also, water follows this same levitational force, like coming up in a organic way. So that's also something of primary water, where the springs are gushing out water. And what is it for? It plays a part in adding clean water to the rest of the water cycle, like on top of the earth. So that then that all evaporates, and then it is constantly in this transformation, basically.
So is the theory around the world's fresh water running out true, or in our lifetime, or is this just we haven't looked hard enough and we haven't got the technology to understand it?
No, 100% haven't looked hard enough. I mean, my god brother is the he's like a conservationist in Maine, and he has the one job. Each state has one or two people that are responsible for monitoring the fresh waters. And they only monitor like 100 miles. So like not even a lot, and they don't consider springs as anything. They call them seeps, and they say that it's just not even it's not drinking water. It's nothing that is considered something to pay attention to. And so there's this water everywhere. So on Find a Spring, we have around 1900 springs on the map, and most of those are fresh water, like cold springs. So most of those could be drank from, basically. Of course, people need to go test them, and that's their own adventure, basically. That's their own responsibility, right?
So while we're on that, how do people test their spring water? Or may if they says go and find a spring and I've done this before and I actually couldn't locate it, but I saw something that might be it and I don't know if it is. It's more of like a, it looks like a stream, but it could be the source. What's the best way and how close to the spring, what you'd call the source, how do you know that kind of distance? And what's I assume as far it travels further, it's not as going to be not as clean. How do you kind of measure all that?
So on Find a Spring, we have a link to the water test kit that we use. It's about $400 or $500. And these tests are really, self-explanatory. It says how to do them on it. The company that sells them also has like many different tests. So you can choose like which level of test you want to do. You can choose the really, really expensive one if you want to drink from it like all the time, and you feel like that's the due diligence that you want to do to take responsibility for drinking water from nature, right? So there's that part. But then also, if you look on in the States, if you look on the forestry maps, you can Google like forestry maps and then Google it per county. And a lot of times the forestry maps say on them like where the springs are, because these guys that map the mountains and map everything, they put a lot of times on these maps the springs. And so most of these are not on Find a Spring, because Find a Spring is only uploaded by the community, right? So every spring that's there is only uploaded from the community. I put a few on. We put a few on, but so there's a few different ways you can do it of looking into, is it a spring? Is it a like something else? Like most of the times, if there's no rain, right, and the water is just coming out, It's probably spring, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of springs, like there's a lot. Like where the mountains go up, that's the same thing as the water. Like that the whole, what nature is doing with the mountains going up, water is all part of that. It's all like this levitational up. Victor Schauberger talks about this, Rudolf Steiner, David Wolf talks a lot about this, Danny
Yeah.
Vitalis also.
Yeah, so being naive around it, I've first felt until you just said that with that the water's coming from the hills because it's rainwater or it's coming from the top and it's coming down, so gravity is producing this spring, but that's not the case. It's all coming up. Love it. I'm learning.
It's levity. That's this whole bro, the whole water thing is so deep
But this is
because
how, like, someone that's focused 10 years of my life on like understanding what it means to be human. I don't even know this. Like, this is
we're still
quite.
learning too, bro. I promise. I'm taking Jen's course right now, like still learning.
Nope,
It's
wrong about
so
that one.
it is so complex. I mean, here, I'll tell you about this other thing that's really interesting is when the hydrogen bombs were going off a lot, that hydrogen is called deuterium. And there's studies, Luke has interviewed these guys that are biophysicists at UCLA in Los Angeles studying this. And they have a water company as well called Light Water, where they sell deuterium water. But basically, the deuterium is in the environment a lot. Like too much, more than nature made. And so it's a hydrogen. So deuterium is one of the two or three kinds of hydrogens. And so it's in the environment, like polluted a bit, right? And so a lot of water has high deuterium. And these guys are studying deuterium and its effects on the body and how this causes illnesses. Is what, and they're both biophysicists and they're working with doctors as well. I could drop you a link if you want to link people to this. But this deuterium, which is toxic in the environment, it actually is a part of our bodies and nature. We're born with deuterium in our bodies in a very balanced amount. And the purpose of deuterium is when children have growth spurts, right? It's the deuterium plays a part in the growing of the human body. So it has a very specific role in nature and in our bodies, but then it's also in the water too much because of the hydrogen bombs. And so now there's deuterium tests that people can do and see if you have too high of deuterium in your body. And the only way you can get deuterium out is to drink deuterium depleted water. So people make this water, but also springs are deuterium depleted as well, some of them. Because they're primary water and they don't have all this pollution in it. So the spring that we use in Oregon is deuterium depleted. And so all the water that we share in California is deuterium depleted water, but we don't even sell it as deuterium. If we did, it could be sold for five times more, but it's just spring water. It's nature makes this. Already, like it's not,
Yeah, constant.
yeah, constantly. And it's like there's more also about the springs that we don't know that are still being discovered, but it's really deep, the springs and how, we're basically rediscovering our reconnection to them. And like Charles Eisenstein talks a lot about we're yeah, playing our part to make the story going forward, basically,
Yeah.
to rewrite the story and to make it a new story.
Yeah, it kind of starts there, isn't it, with water?
Yeah.
It really has
So
to.
even if we have to talk to the kids and we have to talk to our parents and we have to talk to people, like that's just part of the story, you know? Like however that goes, we're here for it. And, you know, if some people don't, whichever way that goes with people, that's part of the story. And it's all good. And as long as we do this part, right? Just try to do our part of playing. It's the same for like men's work, like and all of this. It's like it's so deep. Men's work is like it transcends every container that you can put it in because it is relates to everything,
Yeah.
right? And it's like
Hard to put on a web
this.
page.
Yeah, we're just talking about nature, basically. It's like we're still learning. It's, you know. So yeah, water is so deep, bro. It's so deep.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then
So,
using glass, like that's the other thing is using glass.
sure.
Like you can't put it in metal. If you put it in metal, the electromagnetic frequency of the metal, it can make the water acidic, basically. It lowers the pH. It's not like how. So glass is made of sand. Right, so this is like as close to the earth as you can get. It's like we're not like reinventing the wheel. We're just like we're just kind of trying to go to the natural ways, right? It's
But
it just is that simple.
have you had to make decisions not based on maximum growth and maximum profit? Because that's the system we're in, and that makes sense for most people. So if it costs a fraction of the price to put it in plastic, oh yeah, let's do that. Looks the same. It's like,
Yeah.
hold on a moment. What are we a part of? What are we trying to save? It's deep, man. Because then you start asking those questions, and you start trying to you it, you have a more intimate relationship, and you just have to start to feel more. Which I get that from you. I get that from you. You're deeply involved, and it's your life. So, yeah, it
It
has.
is our life, bro. And it's you know what's really important for people to know? I really respect everything you're expressing and sharing right now. And it's very important to say this. But even though we do alive water and we do find a spring, we're in it and we have limits in it. You know, like we can't do everything we want to do. We can't be everywhere we want to be. We're limited by business dynamics and by, you know, everything that normal businesses are limited by. Even though we do things in the way that we do them, in the with the philosophies that we have,
Yeah.
yeah, still we're super limited. And it's like this is what makes us more passionate about. You know, going forward, it's like, okay, we're gonna get there. We're gonna, you know, it's, we're not necessarily like trying to change the world, but we're just trying to grow our vision and to just, and we know there's so many more people. There's like 3,000 Alive Water customers. That's not a lot. It's a lot, but there's, we have so much room to grow because there we know there's more people that want this option, right? That want the chilled water in reusable lead-free glass and springs that are really clean with no radioactive isotopes, no deuterium. Well, there's some in the water, but it's not toxic with no what is it called? Industrial pollution, basically like PFSAs, these forever chemicals that are basically Robert Kennedy identified them as like 2.7 thousand pharmaceuticals. You know, like we're trying to just push our vision forward because we know there's more people that want
Yeah.
to have options that are not that. It's like, so not because we want to, grow at all costs or anything like that. We're super limited because of the way we do it. Everything in glass, it's super expensive. It's and then also we do Alive Water, which is the business, and then we also do Find a Spring, which is like, and it's like competition for each other. It doesn't make sense, right? You do a business and then you do a nonprofit that is trying to show people
can get it for
where
free.
all the free springs are. We have to do that though. It's like
You've cornered the
we have
market, but you're not making money from one of them.
no, we're
You've
not only
explored,
making.
yeah. It's the avenues, though. It's like if you don't do this, then just please do this. It's disintegrity, really.
Yes, because we can't be there. We're like, buy some glass, you can buy some water bottles. Here's the test kits, find a spring. Like, please do make friends. That's how I made, friends with Chris. He's my best bro. And I've known him since 2012. And it's just like that. Like, if people go hunting together or do men's work or do farming or gardening or yoga, water is just another epic way, right, for people to meet. And maybe they'll do a business also, maybe they'll make a delivery business in wherever, Montana or Texas, anywhere. It's so like this, bro.
But it changes the way
We
you interact with
okay.
your environment, right? It can change just like searching out for cold water wherever I go because I want to dip. Like it's the same, has the same essence to it. Everywhere I travel now, I've just got a more intimate connection with my environment. And anything that does that is gonna, you're gonna be better for it, you know. That's what it's just standing for something as well. That's what I get from you. It's standing for something. Not necessarily driven by any other thing, but like making a stand. And it doesn't mean you're going to change the world, but it's like you're kind of saying no, and it's in that decision. Like you look at any other person who's changed history for the better, it's like they've made a stand, and that one act has changed a lot for people. So it's a worthy endeavor, brother. So I want to get a little history lesson because when did we stop drinking water from the environment? Like when, of course, towns were built, springs were, redirected, but like when did we stop drinking from our streams, and like when did that come in?
This is a good question because I've been in the Amazon a lot, like 15 times, and there's uncontacted tribes there that still drink from the streams. There's
Different
a lot of layers to
guts,
this.
right?
Huh?
Different guts.
Different microbiomes, exactly. And they have different microbiomes, and it's from the soil that they eat from. That's where
Well, they're
all of
getting a
the
lot of other needs met as well, so they're pretty healthy. So therefore, little things won't affect them so much, but we're a bit more
Yeah,
temperamental.
so like in the Amazon, some people still do this. In Northern Europe, they definitely do it, like all over. There's only two places left in the United States that does this, like as a city. But there's probably like 60,000 people on Find a Spring that are drinking from springs like all the time. So probably when the United States was getting going, like there was more of this way because it was like European influence and all of that. But even Southern Europe doesn't have the same water awareness as Northern Europe. I have no idea about Asia, other than there are spring altars. And in Europe, especially like France and Ireland and Scandinavia, there's a lot of spring water. The spiritual connection to the spring water there is very real. I don't know about Africa, I don't really know, but yeah, it's we evolve for sure. drinking water. You know, I don't know necessarily, I don't know if I believe that we evolved from chimpanzees or something like this, but there's still a lot of people drinking water from the streams and springs and stuff. But now it's polluted, so right, like now they, you know, I work, I'm on the board of a NGO called Mothers of the Amazon, and my friend Bonnet put in like $40,000 French wells last year, and she's gonna put in like 40 more in the Amazon because the French wells are solar powered and they're the longest lasting and make the cleanest water. They're super expensive, but they'll last like 10, 15, 20 years, probably even more,
Is it hard
possibly.
to measure how long wells are going to last, or until you have to maybe drill deeper, or like? And also, I've got to bring this up. Did you see Mr. Beast, the YouTuber? You know Mr. Beast. He drilled like 100. What he said, 100 wells in Africa, and he did it for this YouTube video. You know Mr. Beast.
No,
You don't know? Okay, he's the most successful, famous YouTuber in the world. So his
Wow.
videos get like 200 million views. Like, it's nuts, and mainly probably
Wow.
China and US and beyond. But he makes insane videos and reinvests all of the money that YouTube and sponsors give him into making more videos. He spends millions on his videos, like film budgets on one
Oh
video.
my God.
Go have a little look at Mr. Beast.
He's
I
like
mean,
a Drake or like Lil Wayne for the
100%, yeah. And he's like, I don't know, he's like 30. And his story is quite
Wow.
interesting. He tricked his mum to say he would go into school every day, but just made videos. And he was like, he had accountability, he had to make it work, or his mum would like whip his ass. He's been on Joe Rogan, like, he's super famous. But anyway, this video, he just said, look, governments don't do it. I'm gonna go to Africa, I'm gonna drill 100 wells, and he just
Good
made
for
it
him.
happen. I don't know how real or like how long they're gonna last, but like,
Good
it
for
just makes you
him.
think, like, fuck, all the money, all the like budgets, and all this random nonsense that we dedicate to certain things. It makes no sense. I think it's one in three I haven't got access to clean water, and it's gonna be two in three in like another 50 years, which is just outrageous, right? 80% of the world's disease comes from like poor or unclean water. Like, wow. And our food system, which is the number one killer of health in the world, that's like agriculture. And I used to think it was the food. Then I was like, no, it's the soil. No, it's the water.
Ah, it's so wild, bro. It's so wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, this is it's beautiful to see people, man, to like make the take what we have that's really good from our world, right? And then like bridge it into these other communities and countries. And you know, this is beautiful bridge work. It's like the rainbow bridge of like all the good things from here to there, and then all the good things that they have that are, you know, virtuous and useful and important, right? Like cultural pieces of their stories and their language and like their art, right? And then also to give them clean water as well. It's like, wow, what a blessing. You know, what a beautiful thing. Who this Mr. Beast, good for you. Keep going. Jeez.
Outrageous. So
Go
can we
more.
I know can we talk about filtration? Because I still feel like people are going to be listening to this episode. They may have inspired, and you know,
Oh, yeah. Filtration, deep.
they're going to change a few things, but I've got to assume that they're going to still think, I drink tap water. Like, what are the options?
Well, you could drink tap water.
That is an option. It's going to keep you alive.
We have a good filter over here as well because we don't have a live water here. We drink also really good filtered water. And so I can link you to these filters that we really recommend. And also Luke Story did a really good podcast on the filters. But basically, you need a lot of like charcoal and a lot of cleaning of the things in the water. You could drink tap water though. It's not, and most people will need to drink tap water. So I'll definitely link you. We can put a link to the filter that we recommend. But also, what probably is really good is to test the water too. Like,
Why is it
I'll
all
link
so
to.
different? Why is the northern water different to the southern? Like, I don't even know where, who's pumping the water out? What are they, where are these, I feel like there's these underground cities where they just like circle the water and like flush it through and back, and I don't
So
even
like
know.
I think in Europe, the all the springs that are on the top, like Northern Europe, where they're still drinking the water, it's the same systems that go down into Southern Europe, but then the ideas of the cities evolved, and then more people and more pipes. That stuff corrodes and they have to like combat the pipes. It's like a,
Yeah, what are the pipes made of, right?
exactly. Yeah, that's, so basically that thing happened where the cities just evolved. And so that's why it's good, I think, that everybody tests the water to see what's in it. Like, rather than just, buying a filter where it just is like the best filter, or that's cool, but maybe good also to see what's in it. So I'll link the deuterium test, which is I think like $100 or something.
And you can use
And
that over and over again.
well, you just test it once and
Sure.
then just see like what's in it, yeah. And then you have to send it back to them. They have a lab. Yeah.
We'll get on to van lifers as well, because as you might have seen, I'm van lifing, so
Yeah.
my water's all over. But I have the opportunity to pop into springs now and again, which I've been doing.
Oh, that's so cool, bro. Go stay at the hot springs.
But it's yeah, it's not easy. I end up getting, oh, it's another rabbit hole, but like bottled water from shops, which are obviously in plastic. You know, was that preferable over filling up a supermarket tap water? You know, is that preferable, do you think? It's been sat there for maybe weeks or months in bottles.
No.
No.
No, because the plastic, like there's new studies coming out that shows that we eat like, I forgot what it is, but I think it's like a pound of plastic or something. A lot of plastic. Yeah, the microplastics. So this is why we need to do a lot of detoxing right now, like saunas,
Yes, honest.
folic acid, charcoal, even combo. The detox is real right now because the environment is really it's just dirty, and so yeah, the plastic, it comes off the bottles, bro. It especially if the bottles are sitting in the heat, but the plastic, it leaches out, the metal leaches out as well. That's why the aluminum bottles. No, dude, you don't want to be drinking that. It's not good for you. The aluminum comes out. It's associated with a lot of illnesses. I'm not gonna go into it here and make anybody feel
No,
shamed or
do it.
anything like
No, you don't
that.
need to do that, but we still need to know. I love hydro flasks. I've got like three of them, like stainless steel.
Well,
Like,
I
just
have one too.
don't hold back. Like that, no one
I
wants it.
have one too. I have one too in my Jeep because if my glass one breaks, I want to have a backup one. So I have a little one, and then though I don't use it like a lot, I'll use my glass bottles. But there are now metal bottles
Yeah, with
that's like
glass
metal
in the middle.
with glass.
Yeah,
Yeah.
makes
So
sense.
like that's the more clean way. And And also, what's really important for people to know is like, we don't need to detox forever. Like, if you just start to make these changes, right, and start eating organic, start not eating so much, maybe even, and like taking some supplements, some tonic herbs, some charcoal to help the body detox, folic acid, Shilajit, right, more minerals. Our body detoxes on its own also, you know, so it's not like this huge, you know, 10-year detox, you know, like just probably like a couple of years if somebody, if people wanted to start making these shifts, they would probably feel a lot better, you know, noticeably, maybe even like higher energies. And then you start getting this T1, you get some Blue Shield, the little, you know, the EMF blocker. It just is like, you know, it helps. It all helps, right? Because we're bombarded with everything now. It's like EMFs, 5G, is it good for us? Is it bad for us? You know, it's kind of like we have to be these kinds of ninjas now a bit. And yeah, I mean, there's even like Ayurvedic teachings that are really good, you know, like don't drink water or anything after you eat for at least 15 minutes. Like, let your food digest, you know, all these things.
Yeah, and
Because
tea
the
as
water is
well. I think tea is something that I just avoid when I'm eating now. It stops absorption. But yeah, we've kind of been conditioned to think that we need water whilst we eat, or it's always there. But as I've just understood myself more, I'm not, you're not even called to it. If you really bring awareness to how you feel, you don't need to wash your food down with any water.
Yeah. And then one other thing that's really important for people to know is that all these big companies, well, most of the plastic bottles, even Perrier and the sparkling ones that they sell at the restaurant, that's all owned by these multi-billion dollar corporations that buy smaller companies out, you know, I've seen it happen. They buy them out and then shut them down, lay all their employees off, and then they try to sell to those customers all the plastic bottles, the little plastic ones. And this is like a water domination business model that's happening, right? And it's really sad actually, because a lot of people don't really know this. And don't know, it's like, oh, it's so convenient. It's at the store, right? Like, it's thank you, right? Like, thank you so much. It's so convenient. But then it's like a multi-billion dollar business that's like all plastic. And it's like some of it's recycled toilet water, some of it's like recycled different, you know, all kinds of different weird things. And it's like, far away from nature, like far, we're going, it's going farther into this way. Like, it makes sense why all this AI's like fake people happening now, and like all this weird stuff that's going on, because it makes sense. It's not coming out of nowhere. It's there's already been so much of the stage has been set that we're just not aware of. That's like, this is just an evolution of that, you know. The water is a huge part of all of this, like, opposite of nature, disconnection from nature. You know, it's really, this is the most important thing. If we can just go out into nature, get our nature baths, go connect with the spring. If there's no spring, just, you know, you can go to the lakes or, you know, to the ocean even. But yeah, the way that it's naturally done, the plastics is not, you know, thank God there's these people now. Have you seen these, bro? These big boats that are going in the ocean and they're like scooping up all of the plastic and like cleaning out, you know, they have their nets and they're like trolling and just like cleaning up all this plastic out of the ocean and just like, what are they doing with it? I have no idea.
Yeah, like it
Maybe.
stays. It's every plastic that's ever been made is still here. Like, just wrap your head around that next time you use a pen and throw it away. Every plastic you bit have ever touched is still here on the planet. Yeah, it's fascinating.
So
Yeah. It's interesting when you pick
mad.
it apart, because the thing you just said there was like spark this kind of just ideas of, okay, well, we're gonna make it really convenient to you. We're gonna put you in a city, we're gonna make you work, and we're gonna bring all the food to you. We're gonna take it from an environment where you're meant to thrive in, so you can be here more in the city, so you can work more and get none of your needs met as a human to then just keep working. And you're like, okay, have I got this completely wrong? Like, what environment am I meant to thrive in? But you're doing this for me.
Dude, it's deep, bro. So deep. And it's so, we've gotten like hated on before. And it's, I don't want to go into it, but what's really crazy is like we're not doing plastic bottles. Our water is, if anybody's listening out there that knows of the store Air One in Los Angeles, it's like super expensive. Everybody who goes there is very well off, if not, more. And they're expanding into San Diego now. They just, they're blowing up. And they sell all these water bottles, and everybody drinks them like nothing, right? Our water delivery is half the cost of that water. So it's like, even this part too, it's like people think that, oh, it's so expensive to drink alive water, or these guys are just like charlatans. They're just making, all these comments online, block, delete, block, delete, block, delete. It's like, it's really sad, this part, because this has all gone so far, the conditioning of taking us away from, right? Like, a lot of things, the family units, like men being men, women being women, food being food, water being water. Like, it's so deep, this whole the distortions and disconnections on all of this stuff, and water is very much a part of it. And I think it's even more left behind, to be honest. There's not as many people talking about this.
No.
It's a bit like we're a very small group of people,
Yeah, it's true.
but there's more people. I feel like that school that wants to take the kids to the Springs is huge. That's why that's such an important thing. Jen Isabel's even game to help us write and create something to teach the kids about, and she's already doing it also for this Montessori school in Austin. She's already doing it. Jen's don't need no find a spring. She's just like, I'm going for it. Like, so see, there's also people that are, and she's gonna be teaching the kids also, and she's gonna be reconnecting them, and like her bro over there too, he does all circadian rhythm stuff. Like, they're gonna be teaching the kids this stuff. So at the same time, it really is a blessing, right? Like, it's not the apocalypse or the end of the world. It's just an all an opportunity, right?
All an
And
opportunity. We need
so
to go there to know that. We need to go there to know the rule and why. Yeah, it's
it's all
interesting.
good.
Maturation, right? We all need to go through these stages. It's growing pains, growing pain.
Growing pains. We're learning. That's all it is. We're just infinitely learning. Still, how are you? I'm good. I'm still learning.
God, it fucking hurts. I'm learning. So I did hear, I may have been you on the Thought Room podcast that I listened to, and you mentioned about when you do get your spring water, it's not gonna like be beneficial to just leave it for a while. Like it needs to, I guess, still be I don't know, like you mentioned some sort of thing to keep it alive. So how does that
Yeah.
work?
Well, so the like water filters, they do this thing to the water where it like shoots it out in a way where it's a certain pH, right? That's the potential hydrogen. That's the acidity versus alkalinity. So that's all based on the potential hydrogen of the water. And so if you get the water from the springs, this potential hydrogen, this static, like where it's at, it'll start to go down to acidic over like time. So we did a test with the alive water at Nassim Haramein's lab in San Clemente with William, his astrophysicist. And the water we had was like about 30 days after it got delivered to my friend's house, which was, it's very rare like that. Like most people are drinking the water every week, get a new delivery next week. But he tested this water that was a month sitting there, and it still had the same potential hydrogen. It didn't go acidic. And so, this is very rare because it comes from the spring. That's why that happened, because it's kept in a cool, dark place the whole way that it gets in the delivery trucks to the cold storage. It's kept in a cold storage that is like 35 degrees, 40 degrees. So the water stays in the same way that it does like in the springs, because it comes out of the spring also like really, really cold. And so, when it gets to people's homes, then it leaves that cold environment, right? And then it goes into like room temperature. And so then it's good you put like kind of put maybe a cloth on it or put some sheet on it so that it's not getting direct sunlight. Because then the sunlight, right? It's like this is what it's the opposite of how spring water is. It's like a different environment. It's an inorganic environment to a certain degree, right? It's not under the earth. It's not how that is. So it's good to have the water sooner so that it doesn't like degrade, basically. It doesn't change the state of how nature makes it, which is how it's intended to be consumed.
For sure. And what about remineralizing your water after you've distilled it? Or like, would you? Because
So
I
you don't want to do distilled water, really. It's a little bit like hard on the body.
But is that a way to actually understand how much is actually in the water? That because it'll just take out, it'll leave. When you distill water, it leaves what all the nasties, all the chemicals, like it basically just brings
Does
it.
something to like clean your body out, I think. It helps your body detox, I think. So you don't want to do it like all the time. But there are minerals you can get, like Omeka. Omeka is a brand. There's the Aussie trace minerals. Even just can put like some salt in there. Like Zach Bush was talking about this the other day. Just throw a little bit of salt in there and it immediately activates the water. And there's mineral in the salt. It's all the potassium, sodium. This is the this is what creates the mineral balance, and it creates the potential hydrogen. Basically, it brings it to more of a balance, less acidic, not too alkaline. So the salt is probably the most simple, like, and then taking like Shilajit, probably that's also the better way. Because
Add that to water.
no, I wouldn't add it to the water, just take it on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you'll know more of how much to take.
And what's in Shilajit? I know it's minerals.
Oh my gosh, so many trace minerals.
Yeah.
So scheelite is like this resin that's from the earth. What is it exactly? It's like fossilized those little nautilus shells. It's like these are like mineral and trace mineral like packages. And so they've been eating this in the Himalayas, and it just was discovered like, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. So Shilajit is like a trace mineral and fulvic acid supplement, which is we need all these minerals and trace minerals and fulvic acid to help our bodies function optimally, to detox properly. It's the perfect Shilajit is like every day, just take a little bit.
Yeah, incredible benefits. Yeah, amazing, man. And like, but you know, like countertop filters that are gonna take all fluoride, chlorine out of the water. Would you still know? Talk to me.
No, they don't. They don't. Yeah. They don't. You can do, people can do their own tests on them, but there's more things in the water than the devices filter for.
Okay.
Like the things that are called PFSAs now, these are the what Robert Kennedy and the Water Keepers Alliance identified as pharmaceuticals. So, that's something to address, for really good filters. I mean, it's just worse. The environment's really polluted now.
Is that better than not doing anything?
Yes, 100%.
It's going to do
It's
something.
better than, yeah, it's gonna do something, but you could get even better filters for like probably. Luke Story has a podcast. I'll link you to it because he, I think it's even two episodes. He went through like all of these filters, and of course, some of them are super expensive, but it would even be like a beautiful thing for a community to just pitch in. We had one. We did a raw chocolate shop for 10 years in Long Beach, and we had one there. And everybody would go and fill up, and we would all pitch in to fix the filters and to get the new filters. And this way would be most economic. And 10 people split the water filter, and then everybody's got all the water, and it's like a $2,500 filter or maybe $3,000 or something. But then it's like sure that it's going to be super, super clean.
Okay. And
That would
then
admire.
can you dispel some myths around like reverse osmosis, which is distilling? Is that the same thing? But it's
Yeah, so I haven't thought about this in so long, but basically it's like something that was invented for I think for doctors' offices actually.
So you're going to say hospitals, I just had a feeling.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was this. And then if you notice on those filters, the way that it filters out, it like wastes just about as much water as it cleans. So it's like you always have to have a tube coming out of the filter because it's like, so basically that part, like just even that part, it's like so much water is wasted. It's just it's very peculiar. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't remember exactly the details of the what's happening with the chemical or the like molecules, but it's also not a really good, natural way that the water is in nature.
Are you launching anything in the UK or Europe with distribution? Is that a thing? Like, so this filter that you're going to link to, is that like an under counter? Do you just tap it into your main line, and then it filters it. And do you have to replace
Yeah,
the
they have.
filters? Like, how does it, how, what's the mechanics of it?
Yeah, they have a few. You can see the website, and there's a few different kinds. And then Luke also has his links of those ones. We could just like pull them off and link them all there too. But really, it's like a bit of a journey, you know, to have a consideration on this and an education on it, and to see like, oh, what do I like? Like, what works best for me, or what is inspiring for me? And then in Europe, yeah, we're going to open in, I think, Southern Europe in Paris, and then try to just go do all Southern Europe, because that's where the water quality is not, you know, is needed. And so, yeah, we'll be coming down from Northern Europe with the clean water.
So is anyone else doing this, what you're doing? Do you know any other companies in the world that are like distributing water, glass bottles, like doing this in the
There's
way?
some, yeah. Yeah, there's some. I saw some. There's some that just started following us on Instagram up in Grass Valley.
Like door to
So
door.
that's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their website or their Instagram just showed like glass bottles. It's like super simple.
Yeah.
But
Of course, you
people
can
are
get
now
like
like,
packs of 48 mineral water to your door on Amazon. I'm sure that's the thing. But like,
yeah, totally. But now there's more people doing it. Yeah. In Colorado, there's a lot of people doing this. Where else? In Idaho, there's some people doing it, I believe. Even in California, there's a woman in Santa Cruz that was doing it. But really, it's so hard to do this, bro, because the cost to take heavy water around is so high. It's like the glass part with water is like not a good business model. You know, it's just, it's really, when you look at the, probably what they do is they go, oh, that's the cost of glass. This is the cost of plastic. That's like a 1,000 time difference. So we're gonna go with that. Like,
Course. And
so
you,
there is.
yeah, you would, wouldn't you, when you're answering to a board of directors who are answering to trustees and pension funders
Yeah.
and whatever it might be. I've just listened to process highly processed people. Good God,
Yeah.
that's very revealing about just the system we're a part of, victim of, to be honest. We are victims in a system that is
Yeah.
set up to keep you stuck in a way, or keep you consuming things that aren't good for you. It's
Yeah,
just
we're targeted.
for
We're
sure.
targeted for sure. People are targeted. That's the whole like PR, you know, thing. It's definitely real. I mean, people are still eating fast food, you know. It's like, come on, guys. We gotta take care of ourselves here. They're not thinking about that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Well, Mark Groves, I just had on, and he talked about like the biggest act of rebellion is to just make a decision that goes against the mainstream. It's just the one thing. If more people started doing that.
So hopefully with Find a Spring, bro, this is what we're trying to do is like, maybe more people can do this, you know, like get some glass, get the spring water, you know, test it. Hire some teenagers to go harvest it, you know, like for the community, right? Like hopefully, I would love to see more of that, bro. Maybe that's what will come from when we teach the kids more about the springs, that we'll actually be seeing more of this happening, you know. I
Absolutely.
hope so. We hope.
I
We
think
really hope so.
there's likely a lot of money to be made in testing, and actually, you know, just personalizing that for people and just making it accessible and affordable to test your water. I could see that growing and a lot of people having access to that. So then it kind of empowers them along the way, and then they can make better decisions, you
Yeah, exactly, bro.
know.
Exactly. This is our vision.
Great, man. Thanks for your time, bro. I really, really appreciate it. I really
I
love
appreciate you too, bro, what you're
it.
doing as well, and It's a beautiful time to be alive. And you're so, where are you? You're
I'm in England.
in England. Yeah, that's so cool. We got this community of soul fam, chosen fam, right? This is like a really important thing of being alive right now in the Aquarian age, as we're like really finding our community, and we're like going towards these the things that actually serve us, basically, right? Like this stuff,
Remembering what used to
finding
serve
this.
us.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful how we can be all over the world now and give a good meaning to the technology, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Use the tools in healthier ways. Yeah, man. Beautiful.
Best.
Thank you so much, man. Do you want to leave
I know.
anything in this? Yeah, leave anything, any last words that you want to, or where to point people to?
Oh, go outside, please. Go to the ocean, go to the springs, go to the hikes, go on all trails. You can go on this app now, and you can go hiking all over the place, and then we'll do the link so that you can see more to follow up on, basically.
Yeah, man. How can people support you?
Going outside. It's really how we're gonna, have happier people, right? That's what I want. I want people to be feeling good and healthy. So yeah.
Amazing, man. And what are you most excited about for next year? Maybe more of the Aquarian age.
Huge. I'm turning 40 next year, bro. So I'm excited about that. I can already feel the power of that and the realness of that, and it's epic. I'm down with it. It's great. And so I'm looking forward to calling in more of the beautiful things in my life next year. All of them, in this way of entering into my 40th year like that.
Beautiful, man. Amazing. Yeah, it's great to witness someone who's like excited about that kind of newness, that stepping into a different, a different age. It's like this exciting, like what's to come, you know? It's like growth and it just feels right for me to see things in that way. It's like so
Yeah,
much
no, it is.
opportunity in stepping into 40. It's beautiful.
It's real.
Nice, man. Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
bro.
And we will
You're welcome, bro. Thank you.
we'll have a round two, mate. Maybe in person when I get to Hawaii.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening, people. I'm always so grateful for you and the listeners of the show. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. This is the best zero cost way to support. And if this podcast is providing you value, please get further involved by donating as little as £3 per month over at Patreon. If you do so, you will get bonus content and you'll be invited into a private WhatsApp group and on a bi-monthly call to dive into some topics covered in recent episodes. In addition, please subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening and leave up to a 5-star review. This helps the podcast tremendously. If you have questions or comments or people you would love me to get on or even topics you want me to cover, please say so in the comment section on the YouTube channel, link in the description. Please check out our sponsors mentioned at the beginning, two brands who I wholeheartedly support, Wild Soul Sandals and XL Coffee. For discount codes, the links are in the description. There is also a link in the description where you can subscribe to my monthly newsletter where I share musings and info about events and discounts. If you want to share any episodes, please do so on Instagram and tag me at the.chris.geisler and tag me in your stories so I can repost. That is all. Thank you so much and for your interest in questioning life.